The key ingredient for this new sterilizing machine is the same thing at the heart of the most iconic weapon in the science fiction film canon. Of course, lightsabers aren't real, but if they were, they'd be made from plasma, and plasma is very much a real thing. In fact, it's the most common form of matter found in the universe, even if most Earthlings don't give it much thought.
So we have solid, liquid, gas, and if you keep adding energy to the system, you get a plasma state.
Mark Golkowski is a professor of electrical engineering and bioengineering at the University of Colorado, Denver. Plasma is usually very hot, like our nearly 10,000 degree sun.
But using electric fields, we can also create what's called a non-thermal or cold plasma.
Creating cold plasma results in chemical reactions that make free radicals, reactive molecules that in turn can kill pathogens like bacteria. But instead of being thousands of degrees, it's at room temperature. That, of course, is critical if you're trying to clean your iPhone or a cut on your hand.
And what we have here is one of our non-thermal plasma sterilization devices.
Golkowski's machine doesn't look like much. It's mounted on pieces of black-painted plywood, but it's quick and versatile, capable of sterilizing from about 10 feet away.
We have here the main pump terminal.
One reason for its success in the lab is that Golkowski can boost the number of hydroxyl radicals that do the sterilizing by feeding hydrogen peroxide into the device and then recirculating the stream.
So the air goes through the plasma discharge, then part of it goes on to our hydrogen peroxide solution, and then finally it goes into where the sterilization takes place.
Right now, the sterilization chamber is a modified Tupperware-like container with a tube going in and a tube going out. Golkowski has placed ID badges, like those worn by doctors and hospitals, in the chamber, and in 15 seconds has killed more than 99% of the bacteria. Exactly how the radicals kill bacteria is not yet known, but it is thought to involve breaking open the fatty membranes that surround the cells.
You're essentially, taking a bullet to the cell.
Reed Plimpton is one of Golkowski's graduate students. He says that this process is fundamentally different from how most antibiotic drugs work.
So it's really not something you'd see an evolutionary response to, at least as we understand it.
Which means bacteria most likely wouldn't be able to develop resistance to this type of sterilization, and that the drug-resistant strains that are the most troublesome for hospitals now, like MRSA, could be easily killed. Sterilizing an ID badge is one thing, but animal cells are made of fatty membranes too. So as a first safety test, Golkowski turned to a veterinarian at CU Denver, Dr. Joy Lisinski. They exposed the backs of mice to the plasma stream and looked for any damage.
They looked perfectly normal, and if you compared them to the control mice, and I showed you pictures of both, you wouldn't have known from just looking at the skin.
Many more tests will be required before a device like this ever makes it to a clinic or a commercial setting, but this early result bodes well. In the meantime, Mark Golkowski is still trying to optimize his machine and understand how it works. For example, sterilizing a wound may not be its only purpose. Other types of radicals may actually be able to promote faster healing. Which may mean you could soon pick up a real plasma weapon to fight legions of microbes for a fraction of the price of Darth Vader's lightsaber. For KUNC, I'm Jessica McDonald.